Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. It's 10:50 here in the 590 The Fan studios with She Said, He Said. I'm Kelly Lamb and Gordon is missing. There he is. He's running around. We are filled with beautiful women right now for a great event. In fact, it is, I believe, the 35th annual fundraiser for the United Services for Children. And we're so glad to have you in here. The big masquerade gala is coming up. On the phone with us, we have Diane Wolferding. She is here making sure that just in case there's anything they need to know, because she actually works with the United Services Children. The ladies that are in the house with us right now, if they would introduce themselves one at a time, we have three of them. We'll start with Heather.
Thanks for having us. I'm Heather Hepson.
And Heather, you are associated with the Masquerade Gala. How?
I am a co-chair. This is my second time doing it, but this is the first time I'm doing it with three other lovely ladies, all women co-chairs.
And tell us who those women are.
Well, one lady is in Africa on safari right now, Melinda Nolan.
Hopefully she doesn't get eaten by a tiger.
No, she's doing mostly photography, so we are not actually, you know, doing any of the bad stuff.
Super exciting.
So she's not here, unfortunately, today, but we have Lauren Kingston and Susan Carr-Sams, and all four of us have been past co-chairs for the auction, and this year we're doing it together as a group effort for all women. Woo!
Yes, 35 years, that's a long time. I mean, you got this down, I'm sure. And we went last year,
yeah, I remember.
And it was a beautiful event. We really enjoyed it. We have dance lessons that we still need to take that we...
Oh, of course, there's always something, yeah. You know, like, didn't I use that or did I not use that?
Exactly, so I'm excited to use that. But you actually had a trip last year that somebody purchased in the auction, and it was to go to Africa.
Yeah.
So is this what's happening right now, or is this just another trip?
Oh, Melinda, no, this is a different trip.
Okay.
It was on her bucket list to do. She's an artist, and she takes really amazing photos. So she wanted to photograph all the animals in the wild kingdom. So,
well, Diane's on the phone with us. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Can you give us a little information about United Services for Children for somebody that may be out there that doesn't know about the organization?
United Services for Children actually started in 1975. A group of parents who needed services for their children at that time were driving into St. Louis to get those services. And they went to the United Way and got a grant to start up so that services could happen in the St. Charles community. And here we are. All these years later, we've served tens of thousands of kiddos, children with delays, with developmental disabilities, and typical children. Right now, we serve little children up to the age of 3 who need early intervention, so they need assistance with learning. We do pediatric therapy for kids that have delays. And we do programs for parents of children with delays and disabilities. So it's a great place to work, and a lot of great things happen every day.
Absolutely. All right, now back to the beautiful women that are in the studio right now. We have Heather and Lauren and Susan with us right now. What are there still tickets available to be able to go to the event? Tell us what that includes.
Yes, you can get a ticket for $125 a piece, or you can get a table of 10 or 12 or 8, and they're still available. You can order by next week would be great, so we can have it at a great location. It's Ameristar Casino.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what will be going on and what are some of the auction items.
Well, okay, definitely you want to tell the auction items, but I wanted to say that our theme is masquerade, so it's going to be a formal event with masks, optional, but we want everybody to participate and have fun with that.
Sure.
And we've got a wonderful young woman. Her name, Lauren, is Lauren's friend.
Hi, my name's Lauren Kingston. I'm from Melissa Payton from the Box Society of St. Louis. We'll be there. with some entertainers. But we do. We have a lot of amazing items. We have a Yadier Molina autographed catcher's mask, Alex Petrangelo signed jersey. We have a lot of trips. We have a Montauk trout fishing weekend, a personal chef experience, Orlando, Florida condo, South Africa photo safari, many, many amazing items.
It's a great way to travel, is going to an auction, because you know that you're helping a great cause. Mm-hmm. It's a tax write-off. And you get this great trip rather than just going and purchasing it. Why not do it for an amazing cause, right?
Right on.
And we have some unique, really, go on a helicopter ride with the police. You know,
what?
An
isn't
individual.
Cool?
Yeah. Isn't that cool? And then be able to...
Like on a call?
No, they just fly you in St. Louis and everything. And actually, the person that went last year told me they actually went on a call.
Because you could be up there,
yes,
when all of a sudden they get this call.
Exactly.
Really?
And
how
then
cool would
they
that
go
be?
To... Well, that would be, yeah, really cool. And then they get to go to a flight simulator and be able to go in a flight simulator and actually, you know, try to figure out how to fly a plane. Mm-hmm. So.
Try to figure
have
out.
Have you ever tried a flight simulator? Ever tried one of doing those?
I have
those?
Actually at an event.
Have you done it, Gordon?
Crash and burned. Every
you
time.
Did?
So Tom
Don't
and
let me
Alex
be your
did
pilot.
It. Tom and Alex did it one time. We bought one at an auction years ago, and they loved it, and they did not crash and burn.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness.
My nickname is 737 Max.
So we know if they announce over the intercom that they need a pilot, the pilot has passed out. We won't want you going up
no.
there. Okay, perfect.
So fun. And you can still do the items online. If you can't go to the gala, you can go to masqueradegala.org, sign up, and still bid on those items.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's
How
so
cool
neat.
Is that
so
now?
It's going to be virtual and still get a really awesome gift for a great cause.
Exactly. A whole new way of being able to do auctions.
But love to have everybody there.
Yes.
If we can have people there, it's going to be an exciting night having it at Ameristar Casino and be able to have fun there at the event and then be able to go entertain afterwards. So you'll have it all night long. Mm-hmm. Fun.
I have a great night dinner as well.
Oh, yeah.
Cocktails.
Got a fantastic dinner that we tasted ourselves and checked out. It was delicious.
Yes.
Now, you said you have some entertainment that's going on. So tell us what that's going to be.
Well, right now it's kind of a secret. We have some things planned, but since our theme is masquerade, it's all about drama and surprise for the evening. But I think it's safe to say this will be the agency's best event ever.
For
of
sure.
Course. Thanks, Gordon. We're supposed to be going to the event.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gordon.
But
I heard it's your reunion.
Yeah, he wants to see people that he hasn't seen in 40 years.
In high school. But I want to go see him 40 years later.
I know.
That makes no sense.
That's exactly what I said.
You guys look so amazing. That's why you want to go. So you can say, right. Hey, look at how good I look now. Woo!
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Wow. Put the pressure. Throw me in. Did you guys... the guys in the room, I have three guys in the room. You guys just see what happened? I mean, she threw me under the bus in front of all these women. This is not good.
Women rule.
Tom, you're not helping me at all. He's just keeping his mouth shut over there like a smart man should.
He's going to spend the day with his lovely wife. He doesn't want to mess things up saying the wrong thing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, okay, so to make sure that we know the date of this great event, the Masquerade Gala, which is going to benefit the United Services for Children, is when?
August 24th, two weeks away.
And if they want to get tickets, they can go where to get those?
MasqueradeGala.org.
All right. You won't want to miss it. We actually have been to the event. Sorry that we're missing it this year, but it's a fabulous event, and we enjoyed it immensely. And the auction items are truly fabulous that you'll be able to have a chance to win. And if you can't be there again, you can go on, sign up, and do the auction without even being at the event. So they'll make it easy for you. We'll try to get that trip to Africa, right?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So we have to ask the question, because we have the question of the day. What song have you been singing wrong, the wrong words to?
Oh,
anybody
man.
Have one?
I think it's the Fleetwood Mac song.
Yesterday?
I said it. I can't think of it. Sorry. I've said it wrong for like 40 years.
I've been singing Hey June forever, and it's Hey June.
Hey June, J-U-N-E?
Yeah.
Hey June. I'm like, what'd you say? Hey Jude.
I bought a t-shirt for him when we saw this Beatles
tribute.
Beatles and I'm like,
tribute
the
band?
Shirt says Hey Jude.
What is that? I've never heard that.
Never heard that song. Anybody else have one?
Oh, okay.
No, I don't have any.
I can't top that.
Yes, I can't top.
I thought it was awesome. Heather Hebson, Lauren Kingston, and Susan Sands, thank you for doing what you do to help such a beautiful cause, the United Services for Children. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy to be any type of chair or volunteer for an event. So I know that hats off and hands clapping for you. It is 11 o'clock. We've got to take a break, but don't go anywhere. We have a whole hour more of fun with She Said, He Said right here on 590 The Fan.